Happy hump day, Hunter Valley. This is when we get to chat to your love doctor. Her name's Kim Kalusek. She's a trained psychologist here in the Upper Hunter, and you can catch up with her yourself at Fairhome Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook, and keep those anonymous questions coming in at our Instagram, the little box there at 98.1 Power FM. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Dana.
Alrighty, let's get into our first anonymous question. Hey, love doctor, my partner and I are about to move in with each other next week. Do you have any tips for living with a partner for the first time? That's from Home Sweet Help.
Two words, separate bedrooms.
Really? From the get-go?
The secret to long-term relationship is separate bedrooms. There's a common phenomenon that happens when we're in a relationship for a long time, and it's called snoring.
Oh, it's not true. Good,
it's not sexy. And it's the only time it's legitimately allowed to hit your partner to wake them up.
So, or kick them, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sharing a bed together for the first time is a bit like jelly wrestling. You're all over each other, trying to work out your own space. And then the tug of war every night for the doona.
Oh, I do it often.
Yeah, look, European countries have separate beds or even separate bedrooms. They have it all over us. And see, and then you can sneak into each other's bedroom and it's just like you're dating again. You know, you can make it fun. But look, I know that people don't like to do that. So, you know, I think realistically, compromise is the backbone when you move in with someone. Learn about each other's way of living. Don't assume your way is the right way. But look, you know, don't be, you know, too scared to have a spare room, because a spare bedroom can be a lifesaver if you're not sleeping. So compromise and spare bedroom.
Well, that's the question. Do you kick him out or do you get kicked out? Our second question.
That's the tricky one.
Yeah, isn't it? Our second question, anonymous as always. How did you... Oh, this is actually... People are getting more curious about you, Kim. So are you ready to answer this question?
All right. Bring it on.
How did you and your husband meet, Love Doctor? You talk about him so fondly and I want to know more. That's from Love Doctor's Love.
Well, it sounds like they want the juicy stuff, doesn't
yeah?
it?
Yeah. Well, are you going to hit us with it?
Well, you know, we've got to remember this is a strictly PG time slot. Hello to all the school kids out there.
Thank you.
Look, like a lot of people, we had mutual friends introduce us.
Yeah.
We went on a double date. My husband said he looked at me and thought, I want a piece of that. Lots of cake I was eating, of course. And he was easy to talk to. And for me, he offered me to share his dessert on the first night.
So that's massive from a man.
That's massive from a man, and, you know, the way to this love doctor's heart is through her stomach.
Really?
So that was pretty good. I have a sweet tooth. So now on special occasions, we always share a dessert. It's our thing. It's part of our special bonding ritual, along with some other bonding rituals that we can't talk about in the time
this
slot.
Time slot.
But, yeah, that's kind of how we met. So...
Oh, that's yeah. so nice. You know, we've spoken, Kim, for over a year and I didn't even know that about you. So whoever sent that anonymous question in, keep them coming. We want to hear more about the love doctor. Thanks for sharing, Kim.
We might need a XXX time period for the rest of that.
Late night slot for the love doctor. We're chatting with Kim Kalusek. She's a trained psychologist here in the Upper Hunter. If you want to catch up with her, you can at Fairhome Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. Keep those anonymous questions coming in, especially if they're about our love doctor herself, at our Instagram, 98.1 Power FM. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Dana.